So we brought one of country music's biggest stars into the studio recently. Hi, Alan Jackson.
Hey, David.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, man. Thank you.
Alan Jackson has been a huge success in an industry that he actually loves to trash. What we're hearing here is his sarcastic take on how to guarantee that a song gets played on country radio.
Yeah, it's a three-minute positive, not too country, up-tempo love song.
Three-minute positive, not too country, up-tempo love song.
Okay.
Because that's what they always seem to want.
There'll be no drinking, no cheating, no lying, no leaving. That stuff, it just don't belong. In a three-minute positive, not too country, up-tempo love song. Here we go.
Let's be clear. Alan Jackson has had no trouble selling his music, as in tens of millions of albums and a whole truck full of awards. But he's always tried to stay true to country's roots, and that's especially so in his newest release. It's an album of bluegrass songs with a simple title, The Bluegrass Album.
I've been trying to make this album for, I don't know, 15 years or longer. I'm just a fan of the music, and it's always been closely related to country music, especially the kind I make.
You wrote some of the songs on this album, and you covered some as well, and there's the classic on here from the bluegrass legend, Bill Monroe, Blue Moon of Kentucky, and I wanted to play the original version of that.
Well, I just would love that.
Al Jackson, Bill Monroe has what a lot of people in bluegrass call that high lonesome sound, more tenor than baritone. And the Alan Jackson I've always known, it's a little lower than that. And I wonder, I mean, when you're in the shower singing this song, are you trying to get up there in the Bill Monroe octave?
No, I can't get up there. I never trying to sell myself as a bluegrass singer. I just was paying tribute to the music that I liked, and I thought it would be better if I just sang it as natural as I could and tried to make it fit in the bluegrass.
Blue moon up Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and proved untrue.
Your mom comes up a number of times in this album.
My mom does?
Yeah, you talk about your mama telling you certain things. Sounds like keeping you out of trouble.
A long, hard road, yeah.
I hear the voice my sweet mama calling, telling me to change my ways. In my mind, I smell the dogwood blooming. Takes me back to yesterday.
Yeah, I think that was just a song about us kind of just thinking about all the years since I left Georgia. And I think that when parents are helping you along and you always remember things that they say and do as you're growing up, that even as old as I am now, I still can think of things.
What advice did she give you when you sing about her giving you advice?
Well, I think that both my parents, when I decided to leave to go to Nashville, that was just the craziest thing anybody ever heard up in Noonan, Georgia. You know, somebody just pack up and go way off like that. It was like traveling to Japan or something for us. And I think they were very concerned about it, but they also always been supportive of what you want to do. And, Daddy always told me, he said, go up here and try it, and if it doesn't work, you can always come home.
Well, we talk about bluegrass and lonesome sound, and you've known lonesome. A lot of your fans have probably read a best-selling book by your wife, Denise, about some struggles in your marriage. I wonder what the low point was.
Well, I'd say the low point in that was when we split up and thought we were going to end up divorced, and luckily we worked it all out, and things are better than ever and have been now. God, that's been 15 years ago, maybe. Yeah, so that was, we've been married 32 years, I think, now. And so
congratulations.
Basically second half of our relationship's been really great.
What is it like to have your wife tell you that she's going to write a book bearing everything?
Well, first of all, I wasn't real crazy about the idea, and especially, I knew it was going to get some attention and all my fans were going to read about it, but I think she posed it in a way that was very helpful, and I can still continue to get comments today from fans and women especially that bring the book to the shows or something, want me to sign it, and people tell me so much how much they've read that book and it helped them through a similar situation in their relationship. So it really did great for a lot of people, and I guess it was worth the price of laying some of our personal life out there for that reason.
I mean, we should say you're together, but facing another challenge. I mean, Denise, your wife was diagnosed with cancer not so long ago, and you sang about the moment that you got that news.
Yeah, I wrote a song. I think it was on the last album. It's called When I Saw You Leaving. It was just a lot of emotions going on, of course.
When I saw you leaving in my mind.
Again, that was a song. It's a lot of times songs that come out of your life are obviously more true and have more meaning and they're real, so it affects people that way.
Now, I know as of about a year ago, it looked like she had won the battle against cancer. How's she doing now?
Oh, it's great, yeah. Just had another checkup recently, and everything's clear and good, and we just keep on hoping for the best, and right now it looks wonderful.
That's great news. And she's on this new album in kind of a happier way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you told a story on stage recently about her asking you why you're singing about your wife but naming her Mary instead of Denise.
Yeah, I played it for her. You know, it's a really sweet song about somebody married somebody named Mary. And she, of course, wanted to know who Mary was, just joking. She knew it wasn't anybody. But she said, "What does you mean Mary, your second wife?" I said, "She's just joking." And I said, "No, her name is Denise. And we call her Niecy. That's been her nickname most of her life." And I told her Niecy just didn't sing good, and Mary just kind of came out, and I felt like since that was Jesus' mama that she'd be all right with it, and she was.
Well, a big hello to your wife, and really happy that she's beaten cancer. That's just wonderful news.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate that. That's been a real blessing to have all that work out the way it has, and we've been a lot luckier than some.
Well, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
It's Alan Jackson. His latest release, the Bluegrass album, is out this week. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.